Well, it's been the talk of the news all this morning, but of course, the New Zealand earthquake, midnight local time, 7.8 magnitude earthquake hit the north coast of New Zealand's South Island, followed by incredible amounts of aftershocks, and even 2 hours after that, a tsunami, widespread damage to buildings more than 200 kilometres away in Wellington. Now, New Zealand's no stranger to earthquakes, but why is it such a hotspot for natural disasters? On the phone, I've got Dan Jaxa. He's a senior seismologist from Geoscience Australia. Good morning, Dan.
Yes, good morning.
Now,
why is it such a hotspot? Well, I often say that the most beautiful parts of the world are also the most dangerous, unfortunately. Where tectonic plates collide, it's you get volcanoes, you get earthquakes, which are obviously followed by tsunamis sometimes. So as a consequence of tectonics, really, we have these parts of the world that are very, very active. And New Zealand, unfortunately, sits on the collision of the two fastest moving tectonic plates on Earth, the very vast Pacific plate, which is moving at about 11 centimetres a year just north of west, and the Australian plate, which is moving 7 centimetres a year just east of south of north. So, in fact, Solomon Islands, Vanuatu, New Zealand, all of that interface between the Pacific and the Australian plate is the most active earthquake zone in the world.
Now, my understanding is it's actually extraordinarily difficult to have any kind of predictive situation for guessing when an earthquake's going to happen.
Yeah, we can't do time and date and how big, unfortunately, but we can certainly produce an earthquake hazard map where there's more likely places to be earthquakes. And basically, when you look at the earthquake hazard map of the world, and it's very easy to search on the internet for something like that, it was done back in the 90s, in fact, a very big study done in Switzerland for a global earthquake hazard assessment. And, New Zealand, on a scale of 1 to 10, would be a 10. Australia, for example, on a scale of 1 to 10, would be about a 2 or 3. So very, very likely to get earthquakes in New Zealand. Should come as no surprise, really.
Now, why do we get to skate on that? Why is Australia, is it just we're far enough away from that fault line, or?
Mm-hmm, that's correct. It's a bit more, we're not immune. The stress that's being built up by this tectonic motion, all caused because of the cooling down of the core of the Earth, largely the convection of all that heat comes up through the vast volume that is of the Earth, that is the mantle. And it pushes the tectonic plates around as a consequence of that cooling process. And what happens is the plates move, build up the stress, and it's released, mainly released at the interfaces of these vast jigsaw puzzle of tectonic plates. But that doesn't mean that the stress doesn't transfer across the other plates themselves. And in fact, Australia is renowned for being one of the most active earthquake intra-plate zones in the world. So we get our first fair share of earthquakes. We've had magnitude sixes bigger than the earthquake in Christchurch, not this one. We haven't seen an earthquake this size in Australia. But what happens in Australia, unfortunately, is a little bit more random. New Zealand will certainly get their earthquakes anywhere in New Zealand. Indonesia will get their earthquakes, Solomon Islands, Papua New Guinea, Japan, those are all on tectonic plate boundaries. Australia not being on a tectonic plate means that it's a bit more random. So, unfortunately, we can get a magnitude 6 anywhere in Australia any time.
Wow. Now, that's some sobering news.
For
a seismologist like yourself, once something like this happens, are you on the lookout for aftershocks? I mean, is there a chance of more issues in that area?
Yeah, so what we saw, for example, in Italy recently, there is no doubt that when you get a massive event like this, that the whole fault complex that makes up the tectonic plate boundary is realigned. And what that therefore means is that the tectonic boundary further along the fault can be triggered into another earthquake later on. So we saw that in, for example, the Christchurch earthquake. Before the Christchurch earthquake, a few months before, there was what's called the Darfield earthquake, which was west of Christchurch, a magnitude 7.0. And so there's no doubt that all the aftershocks migrated towards Christchurch, and then it triggered the Christchurch earthquake a few months after the Darfield one. But before the Darfield earthquake, there was nothing. Mm. And I mean nothing. Christchurch was quiet. And unfortunately, this is what happens. This could mean that, these earthquakes, these aftershocks of this sequence are travelling out into the ocean and further north, so heading towards the Cook Strait. So there's no doubt that there's certainly something else can happen. I don't think we should ever discount that. And you should always be prepared for these sorts of events, even more so after there's been a big one like this, yeah.
No, Dan, thank you very much for walking us through that. Have a great Monday.
Yeah, you too. My pleasure.